You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis has reminded the faithful that God's infinite mercy prevails over all, but he warned against rigidity and invited Christians to always open their hearts. The Pope was speaking during Mass on Tuesday morning at the Casa Santa Marta. Reflecting for the second consecutive day on a reading from the Book of Jonah, Pope Francis concluded that it is God's mercy that opens our hearts and wins over everything. Recalling the story of the prophet Jonah, whom he said was a stubborn man who wanted to teach God how to do things, he described him as sick with rigidity, a starved soul. In the Bible story, the Pope said, the Lord asks Jonah to convert the city of Nineveh. First, the prophet refuses to do so and runs away. Then he carries out God's orders, and he does it well. But still, Francis observed, Jonah is angry and indignant because the Lord shows forgiveness towards the people who with open hearts show repentance. Those who have stubborn souls, he said, do not understand what God's mercy is.
I testardi di anima, i rigidi, non capiscono cosa sia la misericordia di Dio.
They are like Jonah, he continued. They do not know how to open their hearts to the Lord. Their little hearts are closed to mercy, and they forget that the justice of God became flesh in his Son. It became mercy and forgiveness.
Dimenticano che la giustizia di Dio si è fatta carne nel suo figlio, si è fatta misericordia, si è fatta perdono.
Something else they forget, the Pope added, is that the omnipotence of God is manifested primarily in his mercy and forgiveness. We are so accustomed, Francis said, to a tit-for-tat attitude, that kind of attitude that implies that justice means paying for what you did. Jesus, he said, paid for us and continues to do so.
Gesù ha pagato per noi e continua a pagare.
I advise you, Francis concluded, to read the book of Jonah today. It is very small, only 3 pages. And see how the Lord acts, how his mercy transforms our hearts. And thank the Lord for being so merciful. I'm Linda Bordoni.